What's the biggest problem with the Common Core as you see it at this point?
Well, the biggest problem with it is that it's it violates all the rules of setting standards. The process was extremely secretive. It was done behind closed doors. There were few, if any, teachers. I don't think there were any teachers on the writing team, which was a very small team. The team had more testing industry people than any other group. The whole thing was funded by one party, and that's the Gates Foundation. It's been estimated by people who studied the Gates website that Gates spent over $2.3 billion to create the Common Core. I don't know of any nation in the world that has academic standards written in secret and funded by one person. And it also had no participation by interested parties, interested knowledgeable parties. I'm talking about people with the knowledge of children with disabilities, people with experience with early childhood education. And so many of the standards are completely developmentally inappropriate. And teachers, as they begin to implement them, some of them like them, particularly in the middle grades, I suspect, but I'm not sure where, whether they're in high school or in middle grades, but in the early grades, the teachers say the kids are crying. They don't have time for play. They don't have time to socialize. It's all academics all the time. And that's just totally inappropriate. Other countries don't do this.
These Common Cores are supposed to bring us up to par with other countries. That's one of the rationales behind them. We need a higher bar, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Do we, though?
Well, the Common Core is not going to do that. There's no evidence that it will do that. Every country in the world has, except for the U.S., Canada, Australia, has national standards. So just having national standards itself will not change anything. The question is, are these good standards? We don't know that. In fact, I believe what's happening, we've seen it in New York State already, is they're causing a widening of the achievement gap. We see for example, just last year, they gave the first Common Core test. 97% of the kids who were English learners failed it. 95% of the kids with disabilities failed it. More than 80% of the kids who were black and Hispanic failed it. So having that massive failure really doesn't encourage kids to try harder. It tends to make them want to give up. We're in a situation now, it's a bit like saying that you know, if the kids who can't jump over a 4-foot bar should have to jump over a 6-foot bar. They can't make it. So there's no point to this. What we're trying to be, what this whole effort is to make us like Japan or Korea or Singapore, which are test-taking countries where kids drill and drill and drill. And our trump card in the world, I mean, don't forget, we're the greatest country in the world. Our trump card is innovation. It's creativity. It's imagination. It's the ideas that come when people are just messing around, tinkering. But the tinkering and the messing around is not valued anymore. All that's valued is take the test and do well on the test and get a high score. And that's not good.
And it's also, I know one of the issues is it's the same for everybody. It doesn't really take into account any differences in kids, and kids are all different.
Sure. Well, also, kids learn at different rates, and they're late bloomers. And some kids do spectacularly well early, and some kids catch up later, and some kids never catch up. And some kids are just not interested. I mean, the assumption here is all children are like molten metal, and they can be shaped and made exactly the same. And the assumption is wrong. I mean, I find myself wondering, well, first of all, we know that there were no teachers involved in the writing of the standards. But I do wonder whether any of the people involved actually have children, or whether all their children are bound for Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, so they think that all children are just like theirs.
We're doing them today, starting today in New York State, and the budget process has delayed it for 2 years, I believe. What do you take out of that?
Well, I think it's Governor Cuomo just trying to curry favor to say to parents, your children won't be punished this year. What they're not delaying is the consequences for teachers. And what I'm going to be talking about at Syracuse, and which I've written about extensively, is that you don't use test scores to evaluate teachers because the results are ridiculous. It's an unproven method. In fact, it's not unproven. It's been disproven. It doesn't work. Those who teach kids with disabilities will look like bad teachers because their kids are not getting big scoring increases. Those who teach the gifted will not see big score gains because the kids are already at the ceiling. Anybody who teaches troubled children will look like an ineffective teacher. It was an idea that was tried and didn't work. It failed. And Governor Cuomo is sticking to it no matter what the evidence shows, because he doesn't know what the evidence is anyway.
And you know, when you talk to the state education commissioner, they're like, they keep, it's the same mantra. We need these rigorous bars, and they're not flexible at all on that.
Well, you have to remember that Commissioner King's only experience in education was in a no-excuses charter school where kids got kicked out if they didn't conform. The uncommon schools, which is where he had his background, has the highest suspension rate, I think, in the state of Massachusetts or in the state of Connecticut. We can't just keep kicking kids out and say, we don't want you anymore. Where are they going to go? We have a whole population to educate, not just a selective system where we keep only the kids we want.
You're going to have fewer teachers because of this?
You know, what's happened all over the country, and it's because of the Obama administration adopted the Bush administration's approach of test, 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 and punish, 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 humiliate, humiliate. People are not going into teaching. And I've heard this from people in the education schools, also from people in the regular public schools. Veteran teachers are leaving. Young people are seeing teaching as a stopgap until they can find something better to do. What is going on in this country is the destruction of the teaching profession. It's an outrage.
When I go to forums and get teachers and parents, it seems like the one thing that comes out in the end is that there's no one is taking into account the cultural, I don't know if you'd call it cultural issues that are keeping a lot of, you know, the test scores lower in urban areas and things along those lines. I mean, is that really the bottom line here?
The bottom line is poverty. The bottom line is that when you put together poverty and racial segregation, test scores will be low. And it's not just an American problem. It's a phenomenon all over the world. Whether you look at any country in the world, whether you look at an international test, if you look at the SAT or the ACT, any test you can name that's a standardized test, the kids from affluent homes are at the top and the kids from poor homes cluster at the bottom. Because what the tests measure is economic opportunity and educational opportunity.
So how do you get past that?
How you get past it is do something about the root causes, and the root causes are poverty and segregation. There was a report that came out, I'm going to be referring to that this evening. A report just came out last week from the UCLA Civil Rights Project that said that New York State has the most segregated schools in the nation. Syracuse has among the most segregated schools in the nation. If you do nothing about poverty, if you do nothing about segregation, the test scores will stay the way they are now. And you may open a charter school that cherry-picks kids and says, whoa, look at our scores. We didn't take the kids with disabilities. We didn't take the English language learners. We kicked out the kids with low scores, and look at our scores. Well, that's a fraud. But that's what we're doing in New York City, and I guess Governor Cuomo thinks that's a model for the state, so he showered lots of money on these charter schools that cherry-picked their kids. But the irony is, when the Common Core tests were given last spring, the charter schools got exactly the same scores as the public schools. They did not do better. So if this is Governor Cuomo's solution, it's no solution at all.
A lot of parents today are keeping their kids home. Like, we can't opt out in New York State, but they're refusing the test. Do you think that's a good idea? Would you encourage more parents to do that?
Well, actually, on my blog, which just hit 11 million page views today, I had an article yesterday urging parents to keep their kids home all over the country. I don't think you'll see vast numbers, but I think you'll see numbers larger this year than last year. And next year, there'll be even bigger numbers. I got a press release this morning as I was on my way to Syracuse about three schools in Brooklyn where more than 80% of the parents are keeping their kids home. So there are many ways to opt out. It should be legal because children don't belong to the state. They belong to the family. And your first obligation as a parent is to take care of your child. And if you understand that the state is systematically abusing your child by making them take hours and hours and hours of tests day after day after day, this is ridiculous. Our little kids are being subjected to more hours of testing than someone taking the bar exam. This makes no sense. I think the best tests are the tests that are made by teachers because teachers know what they taught. They can get instant feedback, and they can help the children who need help. What's happening right now in New York State, or it happened last year, I assume it'll be the same this year, is the kids will take the test. Months from now, the results will come back. The children will not have the same teacher, and there will be no analysis of who did what and who didn't get it and there won't be a breakdown so that the teacher can say Johnny needs more help in fractions and really understand what the test means. All they'll get is a number. So we're using these tests just to rank and rate children and say, you failed, you passed. This is harmful. I think this borders on child abuse.
Well, how have the power makers, the powerful people, the governor, the state lawmakers, I mean, the Sharon Contreras, who is the head of the Syracuse City School District, thinks it's great. How have they been duped into this?
It's money. It's being funded by the wealthiest people in America, by the Gates Foundation, which has poured $2.3 billion into the Common Core, by the Broad Foundation, which trained your superintendent, who believes, Eli Broad believes that public schools should be privatized and closed down. By the Walton Family Foundation, which owns Walmart, where they're the richest people, second only to Bill Gates. But every member of the Walton family is a billionaire. Bill Gates is one billionaire, but he's got about $60 billion, and the Waltons have many billions. And the Walton family only invests in charter schools and vouchers. And then you have the DeVos family in Michigan, which has their billionaires investing in vouchers. Then you have the hedge fund managers from Wall Street. They love charter schools. Because they love the idea of winning. They love the idea of skimming off the best kids and getting the highest scores and kicking out the low-performing kids. And I've been told directly by a hedge fund manager in Chicago, when I said, well, what about the kids with disabilities? What about the kids who don't have high scores? He said, I don't care. I want the winners. So that's their approach. They are creating a dual school system. They want to have charters for the kids that can get high scores and dump and turn the public schools into a dumping ground. And it's all about money. It's the hedge fund money. It's a group called Democrats for Education Reform. They propelled Cory Booker into the Senate. He was their buddy. And it's they're opening branches around the country. And read my books. I document it. It's ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council. ALEC hasn't been terribly active in New York. But we're following the ALEC template without having any ALEC members in our legislature. ALEC is a very right-wing group that has been very influential in states in the Midwest and in the South that are doing exactly the same thing as Governor Cuomo.
So they're making, and they're ultimately making money off this, lots of money.
There's lots of money to be made. The hedge fund people, and there are for-profit charters, not in New York State, although there are a few that grandfathered in, where they take advantage of a federal program called New Market Tax Credits, where they can double their money in 7 years. There are green cards available to foreigners who invest in charter schools, where if you put up $1 million, your whole family can get green cards. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're selling out our public education system.